Okay, well, we will just close in prayer, or open in prayer, I should say. That's a short service, wasn't it? Okay, Lord Jesus, we're very grateful for you. We want to be with you, not just any time, but all the time. Thank you, Lord, that you know us so well. You know all our faults and all our good points. And we know that you love us, Lord, and that's the main thing. Help us, Lord, to be testimonies wherever we are for every person we meet. And also, Lord, be with the folks that join with us on the internet. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's commence on 343. Father in heaven, how we love you. Shall we stand? Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty word. The Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forever. Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people seven, all heaven declares. Amen. All heaven declares the glory of the risen Lord. Who can compare of the Lord? Forever he will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow the knee and worship him alone. I will proclaim the glory of the risen Lord, who once was slain to reconcile man to God. The Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow the knee and worship you alone. Sing it all again. All heavenly cleansed,
the glory of the risen Lord,
you can't compare. The Lamb upon the throne, I gladly bow the knee and worship Him alone. I will proclaim the glory of the reconcile man to God. Forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow the knee and worship you alone. What we want to be able to do is bless the Lord at any time and all the time. Let's sing 3, 4, 6, and then we'll see if there's any testimonies. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, holding closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, holding closely to His side. Love and strength each new day, He will make a way. God will make a way. You may be seated, and if there's any testimonies, let me know by having a raised hand. There's one there, and I know there's another one there. Ladies first on my left over here.
I had my son ring me up the other day, and he said to me, he wants to buy a mobile home, and that if he can bring it and put it at the back of my house in the section. Talking to him, I said yes at that stage. But after getting off the phone, I thought about it, and I didn't want to after thinking about it. My mind overworked. Anyway, about half an hour after that, my daughter rang up, who's in Taupo, And she said to me, Roger's coming to see me because she takes deals with my business sort of thing. So it got to go to her. So Roger's coming to see me, Mum. Do you know what he wants? And I said, oh, he wants to get a mobile house and put it at the back of my section. And I said yes when I was talking to him, but thinking about it now, I don't want to. And she said, I should think so, Mum, because they'll probably bring it there, park it at the back. Before you know where you are, they park themselves in there and they use their home. And I said, that's what I was thinking about. And I didn't want to create anything like that because I'm creating things that not even happening. And then she said, okay then, well, what do you really want? And then I said, I don't want to. And she said, well, that's all right. But I'm not really looking forward. He probably won't be happy in what I have to say. So anyway, I got off the phone and I texted my granddaughter who is over in Australia. And I said to my granddaughter, please pray for Nan, Uncle Roger and your mother. Because Uncle Roger wanted to bring a mobile home and put it at the back of my section. And Nan did say yes, but now I don't want it. And pray for your mother that God will give her the right words to say. And then she said, okay, she texts back and she said, I'll do that straight away after the text. But then she said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14, verse 27. And she said, God is good, Nan, and always in control. So the next day, my daughter rang up, and she said to me, the first thing she said, Mum, I didn't have to say anything. Roger said it all. Oh, I said, oh, praise God for that. And I said, what did Roger say? He said, I'm not allowed to get the mobile home because I have to have my own section before I can get the mobile home. So praise God for that. So I text my granddaughter back to just let her know and thank her what has happened. And she texted back and she said, God is always good and he was in control because her mother, oh no, that's mine, she said, he is Nan and he is always good. All the time. Have a beautiful day. Joyful, blessed day, Nan. Love you.
That's very good. Yeah. Well, this like the song we sing, God will make a way. And oftentimes you don't know which way it's going to be, but he will make a way. Brother Andrew, do we have any others behind, after him? Or Barbara?
So in my job I befriended a young guy, and over the time of 6 months or so I'd been talking to him about the Lord, and in that time the young guy has since recommitted his life back to God, and he felt the urge last Monday to go out praying, and I spoke to him about clothing himself with the armour, because it's not easy to go out there and pray God's kingdom into an ungodly place. And so this morning I was talking with him and asked him how it was all going, and he reckoned it was really great. And now he feels that he has to fellowship somewhere. So I asked him, you got your phone? He goes, yep. And I asked him, give me your phone. And I turned on his data and I put in... Gospel Ministries. Yes. And our church came up, and I says, here at 10 o'clock, it's live, and the other one's at 1 o'clock. They're live services. And so, Peter, hi. Hi, Peter. I just had to say that. Hi, Peter. Yeah, we're live, so, yeah, I hope you enjoy this. Amen.
Thank you, Peter, for listening. If you are listening, the Lord bless you. Sister Barbara. Oh, no, it's Missy, is it? Barbara.
Thank the Lord for healing my shoulder. It's certainly a lot better since I had prayer from it, and healing's a process of time, so it's ongoing, and I just thank the Lord. I know he's there.
Amen. Any others? Okay, we'll have one more before Howard comes. That'll be good. Just while you're made seated, if you like, 367, in your time. In your time. In your time, in your time, you make all things beautiful in your time. Lord, my life to you I bring, make song.
Time makes all the difference in the world. We're willing just to wait and let God bring it to pass in his time. All things are well. Hallelujah. God bless you all. It's good to see you for a few moments this afternoon as we go around the Word of God. And I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's Word. found in the Psalm 91. Verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor of the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor of the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There is no evil; there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, including coronavirus. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Praise God. Let us just pray. Lord Jesus, we come to thee in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your blessed word. It's true, Lord. It can never fail. And you're overshadowing it to perform it. So, Lord, may you bless each one here and those listening with us. We ask in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. We welcome you here and all those that are listening in at this time. God bless you. It's great to have you with us. I want to speak about a very similar subject that we had this morning, but this is called Dwelling in the Secret Place. Dwelling in the Secret Place. And I pray that it'll be a blessing to you. There is a place of quiet rest, brother and sister, near to the heart of God. This place has been laid aside for the believer, and it is hidden from others. Why? It's a secret place. This is a fact. It is a secret place for you. Not for you and the next guy next to you. Of course it is for him as well, but it's nothing to do with a group. It's all about you being in the secret place.
Hallelujah.
And our dear sister the other day wrote to us, Sister Grace Heidemann, and she said she just would love to be in the secret place. That's a great desire for a Christian. It's not an imaginary thing. It's real. And it'll keep you in a time of storm. So we just pray the Lord will bless it. A place where we can lay down all of our burdens, as we said today, and rest in Christ Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 8, we read, "For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not have afterwards spoken of another day. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it amazing? It says Jesus, Christ Jesus, never took his disciples in there. Why? There's something coming further when his spirit would come down on the day of Pentecost and fill them, come inside of them.
Yes.
Because, you know, they made all these decrees, you know, and we're the disciples and we're your disciples, and they were. But Jesus said unto them, when you're converted, when you are converted, strengthen the brethren, said to Peter. In other words, they still weren't in there yet. They were coming to it, and they did find it, praise the Lord. But we want to speak about ourselves, especially today, because this is a great subject. So few will find this place, many will come close to it. And Paul said in Hebrews 4, verse 1, "For let us therefore fear." There's something to be fearful about, and it's this: lest a promise being left you of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Paul said, don't let that happen. This rest also speaks of the secret place. It's another word for it, the secret place. And it is crucial the believer finds the secret place. It's something I seek a greater place to be in every day of my life, to dwell on the secret place. If he doesn't find it, he's running round and round, all confused and confusing others. When you get in there, you're settled. You're absolutely settled when you're in the secret place with the Lord. You're settled. You're not running around trying to get this and trying to make that happen. No, no, you're settled. As the Bible says, running to and fro, especially in the last days that we're living in. Let's turn to Amos 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but for hearing of the word of God. Now, and they shall wander," listen to this, "people shall wander from sea to sea, from north even to east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it." That's what we see happening now. Running here, running there. But when you get into the secret place, you're settled. You've arrived into the presence of the Lord. Praise be to God. So we have more word than we've ever had in history. We've had more preachers and Bibles and word material than ever before, but people still have not found the secret place. They're never settled. They're always fussing. They're always worrying about this and worrying about that. But there is a secret place for you and for me. That's what we want, Brother Andrew. Get in that secret place. Be settled. We might have ups and downs, but we're settled. Thank you, Lord. So it's more than just teaching, more than just a word or a stimulation. This is a secret place set aside for the children of God. I believe thousands in this message have not found this place. Oh, they know all about the word, yeah, but they've never found the place because it's still unsettled. I've never found it. What about you? What about I? Who can enter there? Oops, not just you alone. Just you alone. It's not for the crowd. It's for the individual. God has so designed it. Only an individual can enter in alone. The high priest in the Old Testament went behind that curtain. All right? That was the secret place. That was the inner place. That's where the presence of God dwelt, where nothing went bad. Nothing died in there. The stick, dead stick out of the desert, blossomed, bore forth buds and almonds just by being there. And when you get into that place, you're not struggling to bring forth the life of Christ, the fruit. It'll come forth. Hallelujah. So God has designed it. When the high priest went there once a year, it's so different today under the new covenant. Through Jesus Christ, we all go in, one by one, into the secret place any time of the day. Hallelujah. And dwell there. Not you and your wife, not you or your pastor, you and the church, no, just you. You go in there. Some think it's for all churchgoers. No, it's just for you. They think all the church goes. It doesn't happen that way. It's just for the individual. I mean, all the church can go in there, don't get me wrong. But for you, you can enter in. It's just for those who long and crave to be in there. Who wants to be in there? I want to be in where God is dwelling over the mercy seat. I want to be right there. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12, we read, "And ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with your heart." You are reading it. That's wonderful. With all your heart. That's when you get it. When you seek for him with all your heart. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. A lot of people are seeking after the wrong thing. They're seeking after great knowledge of the word. Oh, if I can just understand it all. That's good, but that's not what we're talking about. People are looking for the word, but they're not looking for the one that sent it. God sent us a word, but I want him. And he is the word, but we need him. He is a person. You'll never find that secret place by learning the word by itself. It goes deeper than that, brothers and sisters. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, that's what it comes down to. It's not, now, can I quote this or can I understand that? No, it's getting into the spirit. Who wants to be in the spirit? Amen. It's something I can't take you there. God's got to take you there by his spirit. You know what it is. You know, you said the other day, Sister Bubs, quite a while ago, but I don't forget things. You're at the sink washing dishes. You felt the presence of God come down. That's what I'm talking about. That wasn't in church. He can come to you at any moment in the spirit. That's how we enter in. Yes. May God grant it to us all. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, they're ever learning, these people, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And he is the truth. The word tells you how to find him. Praise the Lord. It is like all true ministers of God, they are signposts showing us the way. All the ministers can do, the preachers, the prophet, all they can do is point to the way, but you have to go in.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. The Elijah ministry of John the Baptist was only a pointer to Christ. I like this. John 1:6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to be a witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. John, was not that light, but was sent to be a witness of the light. And that's why all ministers, any true man of God, is not pointing to themselves. They're pointing to Christ. Hallelujah. So nothing has changed today. God's sending his message to introduce Christ to his people. So the Old Testament, as we said, spoke of the secret place. This was the tabernacle. It was also called the holiest of holies. There were three courts in the tabernacle. Most people were in the outer court. That's outside. I've been to a replica, exact replica of the tabernacle. It's quite amazing in America. And there's three courts, tabernacle. Most people were in the outer court. Few were found in the inner court, the holy place. But only one person entered into the holiest of holies. Can you imagine this, walking behind that curtain? Sister Y, and behind that curtain was the full presence of Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Can't imagine that. But they went in there. The high priest used to go in there every year. Glory to God to dwell in his tabernacle. Everywhere was alive. Aaron's rod, which is a dead, dried stick from the desert, as I said before, it was sitting there for years. And every year, what did it do? It budded, brought forth a blossom, budded, and brought forth almonds on a dead stick. In dirt? No, leaning against it. It's just leaning against the what? Ark of the Covenant, yes. Sorry. You have these moments. It leant against the Ark of the Covenant, and over that Ark of the Covenant was the presence of God, and without doing anything, that stick started to bring forth fruit. You get into that same presence. You do not have to do anything of your own inner efforts or strength. Just be in the presence of God, and you'll bring forth the fruit of Jesus Christ in your life. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, that's what it's all about. Not coming to this church or that church or believing this or believing that. Just get into the presence, into that secret place, and you'll bring forth the life of Christ. So that was a wonderful type of that which was to come. So where is the secret place today? Remember, it will have all the qualities of the holiest of holies. Every day the same. Not here today, gone tomorrow. Always fresh with the glory of God. Fresh. Do people know what it is to be in the presence of Almighty God? I could never explain it. It's a very wonderful experience. It's past words. You've got to be there. And I encourage you to really seek it. Ask God tonight, Lord, I want to enter into that secret place through the blood of Jesus. That's the only way you can get in there, by faith in what he has done. Thank you, Lord. I want to be there. Dwelling in the secret place. Psalm 91, again, shall we turn to that? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This is not a Sunday morning affair. No. We are to dwell there. Well, dwell means to go in there and set up a tent. That's what dwelling is. You're not coming in and going out, coming in and going out. When you get into the holiest of holies, You dwell in the presence of God. Dwell means a shelter in which people live. We are to live in his presence, to come in and remain there. It's not in a building. It's in the presence of God. The Hebrew translation says, I love this, this is amazing, talking about going in and dwelling there. It means to settle down, to marry, and to make it your dwelling. That is a relationship. You, the bride, with Christ, the bridegroom. Isn't that wonderful? And that sounds so much like the bride of Christ to me. What did Jesus tell us? If ye abide in me, in John 15:7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. That's if you abide. That's if you're dwelling in there, resting in the Lord. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. There it is. So shall ye be my disciples. If we remain in the secret place, it will bring forth almonds. What did the stick in the holiest of holies have to do? Just abide in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just abide in the presence of the Lord. You cannot produce fruit in your life, but just abide in his presence. You can't push forth, well, being a real good person, a loving person, a generous person. You cannot do that. You go flat on your face. But in the presence of God, you'll do it automatically. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who wants that? Amen. We want it to be automatic. It's got to come from God just by abiding in the secret place of the Most High. So how do we enter in there? This is a great question for the hour. There's only one way in. There's not two. There's not three. Just one. Isaiah 30 verse 21 says, and thy ears shall hear the word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. This is the way. Remember, Paul was concerned at those who failed to enter in. He said in Hebrews 4, 1, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, into the holy place. This is in the spirit. How do you get there? Just seek the Lord with all your heart and be sincere. You'll say, all of a sudden, the presence of God will be in your room. Say, you won't be able to explain anything. It'll just be so wonderful. This is what Brother Howard was talking about. And a lot greater than what Brother Howard said. It's wonderful. Any of you should seem to come short of it. He said, I fear. We should all fear not to enter in. It is a life and death matter. In Hebrews 10:19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Boldness. We've got a confidence to come into the presence of God. Why? Jesus made you spotless, brother. Clean and pure and white. So you can go in there. The high priest had to take the animal's blood, sprinkle it over the people. And he had to go in there under an animal sacrifice. But we are once and for all under the blood of Jesus, who died once and for all. Now we all have access into the holiest of holies, into the secret place this afternoon. There's nothing to stop you going in there. God has opened the way freely for us all that would want to go in. So it's a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, that's the Lord Jesus, let us draw nigh with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Clean from an evil conscience. You've messed up badly. You know it. But the blood of Jesus cleans the mind. Hallelujah. Say, praise the Lord. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. In Isaiah 28, verse 10, I love these scriptures. For precept must be upon precept. That's truth upon truth. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Line upon line, here a little and there a little. For stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people. When the Spirit of God comes on, you'll speak in another language. Who's ever spoken in tongues here? A few, yes. But you all can. And it won't be you. It'll be by being in the presence of God like that stick did. It just abided in the presence of God. I was a kid of 14, spoke in a pure language all evening. Never, no one taught me, gave me one lesson. No one told me what to do. I was all by myself over on the couch. And I'm still speaking that language to this day when the Spirit of the Lord comes on me. And I thank Him for it. So it's a stammering lips and another tongue. Will I speak to this people to whom He said, this is the rest. It's a rest. No more striving. No more struggling. This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. So, brother and sister, we're very, very blessed to have this privilege. When you enter in there, you cease from all your own efforts. It's not you trying to do it, and rest in Him. Oh, this is the secret place. Let us all enter in before it's too late. You can enter in today. Turn off your televisions. Turn off your cell phones and spend some time in prayer with God. Let the Lord do battle for you and a total trust in God. Once in the secret place, you cease from all your own works. I've got to do this. You don't have to do anything. Just be in love with Him and walk in His word. As we said this morning, you've got to obey His word. He does the battle for you. Glory. God does the battle for you. You can't overcome. None of you here can overcome anything. But when you're in the secret place, He does it all for you. Look at verse 9 in our reading in Psalm 91 and see what happens. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. It's just so wonderful. You don't have to go into, you see the reward of the wicked, but you're just watching. You're shut in behind with the Lord in the cleft of the rock, and you're watching what's going on the outside even now in the world today. You do not have to become involved in this. You just watch while God does battle with the enemy. It says in the Amplified Version of Psalm 91, only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. You know, brothers and sisters, we are extremely, extremely blessed to be in Christ Jesus and to be safe and secure in Him behind the blood of the Lamb. Isn't that so wonderful? In Exodus 14, 13, fear ye not. I love this. Stand still. Stand still. What do I have to do, brother Howard? Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord. He knows you want to get in there. He knows your desire to be in His presence. Just stand still. Which He will show you today. Moses speaking for the Egyptians, whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. When God deals with the enemy, that's it. Wonderful Lord. I love that. To stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When you're in the secret place, you're in the cleft of the rock. And when you're in there, you don't have to do anything. I'm going to go, I'm going to do this. You do nothing. You stand still. Moses, 2.5 million behind him, and the Egyptians in the sea. God says, stand still. Lifted up His rod. And God opened the sea. And God, they walked across, and God closed the sea. What did they do? Just walked. Brother and sister, dwelling in the secret place is something you should really ask God, even tonight in prayer. Lord, I need to get into that secret place. I'm sick of striving, trying to make things work. I've got to try and convince people. You don't have to convince them. When you're in the secret place, it'll shine out of you. Who loves the Lord? Amen. Shall we stand to our feet, brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask the musicians to come. Thank you, Lord. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we just thank you that there is a secret place for the children of God. And Lord, we really want to be there. I want to get in there often. I want to dwell in there. I don't want to go in and run out. I want to stay there, abiding in the presence of Almighty God. Lord Jesus, forgive us for our foolishness, us trying to push things along. No, Lord, we just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Help those that desire to get into the secret place. May they just by faith reach out and say, Lord, just take me in. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, take me right in there, that I may dwell there in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Shut in with God in the secret place. There in the Spirit, beholding His grace. Hallelujah. Gaining all power to run in the race. This is a confession. Oh, I love you. Hallelujah. Who wants to be shut in with God? Shut in with God in the secret place. You know, brother and sister, this is not just a sermon, this is not just a subject, this is an experience that you can have. You don't have to buy it. He's already bought it for you with His own shed blood. You say, Lord, I realize I haven't really got in there yet. Well, you can go in there. He's made a way for you. So we're going to sing this again. I'm going to ask Brother Lee to come and close in prayer and take this into our hearts. Shut in with God in the secret place. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. Shut in with God in the secret place. There in the Spirit, behold His grace. How I love. Shut in with God. Shut in with God in the secret place. There is the Spirit beholding His face, gaining new power to run in love. How I love to be shut in with God.
Lord Jesus, thank you for telling us these things. So often, Lord, we know it anyway, but it's nice to hear again. We never get tired of hearing what you've done for us. And it's an inspiration to our soul. And we feel uplifted and encouraged. And for those people that haven't experienced that, it's still theirs if they'll only just let the Lord have His way. We love you, Lord Jesus. And we want it all week, all day, and all night. Have your way with us, Lord Jesus. Remember the people on the internet at their time of listening. Thank you for being with them. And continue to be with them as we know that you will. All they need to do is be willing, and you are there. Help us, Lord, to be testimonies for you people that we meet may want what we have, don't know how to ask. But if you're working through us, Lord, they'll receive that same message that we've received this afternoon. Just bless us, Lord, as we go on our way, and be with us over the night and all for the week, we ask. In Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah.
Mercy rewrote my life as you go. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. I should have fallen, but mercy rewrote my life.
May the Lord bless you.